So here we are in the offices of Harrogate International Festival, and I'm here with the operations manager, Gemma Rowland. Hi.
Hello, Alex.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Very good. Looking forward to a busy summer of events, kicking off with Van the Man.
Absolutely so. Van Morrison is with us at the Harrogate International Centre on the 9th of June. Absolute legend. We can't wait to welcome him. So, and it's great in our anniversary. So it's the 50th anniversary of Harrogate International Festivals and another anniversary. He joined us a decade ago. So he will be back and taking to the stage. And we have a very excited audience. There's very limited tickets left for this one. So do not miss out.
And we have a top support act as well.
We do. The New York Brass Band, who we've had at our Spiegel tent a couple of times. And they're absolutely, they've gone stellar. I know they played Glastonbury last year. They're such good fun. They'll have everyone up and dancing. I mean, he will, but they'll be a great opener.
And they don't do many support gigs, actually. So, you know, for them to agree, it's pretty cool, isn't it?
It is. We're very, very lucky to have them. So.
And Van, I mean, Van's been around since the 60s. He's had so many hits. I mean, it's, you know, it's going to be tough to whittle it down to a set, isn't it?
Oh, I hope he's going to play Brown Eyed Girl. That's my favourite one.
he better do. Yeah, I won't be impressed otherwise. No, it's going to be a great gig. And tickets available by giving our box office a call.
Yeah, so give us a call. The number's Harrogate 562303 and visit our website, harrogateinternationalfestivals.com. But as I say, there are very limited tickets left, so don't miss this one.
And listen, for the other big June event, I gather you're turning the tables on me because I'm used to doing the interviewing, but you're actually going to ask me some questions.
Well, we have a very exciting fire display coming in June, don't we, Alex?
We do. Carabosse. It's French, it's fabulous, and it's going to be in the Valley Gardens from the 23rd to the 25th. I mean, the pictures just look phenomenal. But I imagine in real life, it's going to look even better, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. So it's described as a magical and sensory experience, but we do have some people to thank for this one, don't we?
We do. We have the Yorkshire Festival, which of course is a big celebration this summer, and Harrogate Borough Council have been fabulous lending support. I mean, things like opening the Jubilee car park later for visitors and just letting us use the Valley Gardens. It's going to just look like it's never looked before.
Certainly is. I mean, what can people expect to see then? What is it going to look like? Try and explain.
So it's all very safe. I've been in meetings with the fire service. They're happy. And essentially, I mean, these are massive structures. They're going to take several days to build. They're going to start building it on Sunday the 19th, I think. So it's going to take 3-4 days to put it all together. Charcoal fired every evening. And I've been told whatever the weather, it will go ahead. So, you know, even if it's a quintessential British summer with a shower, it's going to be fine. But it's going to be mostly visual, so not really noisy, but just something that you can go and spend half an hour at or a whole evening with the family and just really take it in. I think it's going to be one of those that you remember for a long time to come, which is what we're hoping to create, isn't it? Memorable experiences.
It totally is. And I think whether you come in with friends, whether you bring in your kids, your grandkids, it's going to be fantastic. And it's really accessible. Tickets £3, child tickets £1. It's really great value for money. And it's going to be something absolutely spectacular.
And I found so far we've had bookings coming in from all over the country. I mean, people are coming just to see this event and stay in Harrogate. So good for tourism as well.
Oh, it absolutely is. And I think, you know, we're going to see a real, we're wanting to sell 15,000 tickets and see 15,000 people come through those Valley Gardens on those 3 days. Something really special for the town.
I can tell you we're in the thousands already, inside information there. But yeah, still good availability. So you can book it online. But the best thing to do actually is give us a call or pop in because there's no booking fee due to our generous supporters. We've actually waived the usual £1.75 booking fee for this one.
Yes, definitely. It's really good. Really good.
I mean, this has been at Durham Cathedral. It's been at Stonehenge. But it's the first time it's been in Harrogate or anywhere around here. And I think it's going to be something to remember this summer by. You know, it's a big statement, but I'm really excited about this one.
I think it's a fabulous way for us to open. I mean, this July, we have just some amazing things. You know, we've got a full weekend with the John Wilson Orchestra. We've got the Raworth Literature Festival with people like John Suchet and Mary Porters. Peter James and Val McDermott coming to the Crime Festival. We've got so many great events, but this is just such a beautiful and visual and memorable way to start our summer of fun.
And it's a 50th anniversary of the festival, so a really special year as well.
It really is a really special year for us. I think we're as excited as hopefully our ticket buyers are at what we're going to see this summer.
Have you got, I mean, this is tough, but have you got a personal highlight of everything coming up? I mean, that's very tough because for me, it's got to be, I'll fill for time while you have a look. It's got to be Carabosse for me because I'm, you know, I'm Mr. Carabosse. Oh. But if you were to whittle it down, I mean, there's a lot of contenders, isn't there?
There is, I think I would pick, because I do like my wine, Oz Clark and the Armonico Consort. I think it's going to be absolutely fantastic. So the chance to taste wines alongside a backdrop of Baroque music in at St Wilfrid's Church. I think that's going to be a really interesting night, and I know Os Clark knows a lot about his wine, so I think you can come away with a lot. But there's something for everybody. I know there's loads of interactive events like that. So at the Ray West Literature Festival, we've got the Whiskypedia whiskey tasting with Charles McLean. We've got a mindfulness workshop where you can learn to do origami, which is the new colouring in, apparently. So I think there's lots of, and Odd Socks is always brilliant, and we've got Macbeth, Steampunk Macbeth. It's going to be so fun outside at Harlow Car as well. I can't pick a favourite. Don't make me do that.
And I'm quite pleased about the Roald Dahl event, because, I mean, that ties in nicely. There's just been a new Roald Dahl dictionary released with all of his favourite words, so it ties in nicely with that.
Oh, what's your favourite word?
Oh, I think snozzberry. He has all these funny he has all these funny words, and some of them sound almost rude to say on the radio, but they're not rude. He just invented his own language to keep readers interested, and I think that's, you know, so pioneering considering, isn't it?
I think so. All his books are magical, aren't they? They're as much for adults as they are for kids, and it's the Roald Dahl 100 anniversary. So we've got lots of other anniversary events. We've got the Shakespeare 400, so we've got an event focusing on Shakespeare's sonnets. So there's loads of things to celebrate this summer.
And to quote Roald Dahl, it's going to be scrumdiddlyumptious.
Oh, that's exciting.
It's good, isn't it? And just finally, festival favourite John Wilson, the first weekend of July. I mean, that's been selling pretty well. There's still a bit of availability if you want to go either to the tea dance, the concert, or just hear the man talk. You know, put the baton down, pick up the microphone at the Cairn Hotel, and you can actually hear a lot more from him, which I think is going to be really interesting.
Yeah, definitely. That, I mean, to do a tea dance that is orchestrated by him. How cool is that? Yeah. And to listen, like you say, he's going to be in conversation with Ed Secherson. So learning about the man behind the music, I think special, really special.
I know he's got a lot of fans, because whenever we tweet about him, you know, there's always a lot of retweets going on.
Oh, he's a very charming man, and he's absolutely, you know, he's such an amazing conductor. You know, we're so lucky to have him for the whole weekend, and that's our opening weekend, so...
And one last question. I mean, how do you deliver all this? Because it's a lot to deliver, isn't it, in a short time?
It is. We've got a fantastic team who are so dedicated, and they put in some long hours, and it's not easy by any stretch, but it's passion. And it's just a fabulous team that really love what they do. And we're very lucky to have all these authors and artists on our doorstep in Harrogate. So for us, a fairly small town, to bring the international and national stars that we do to the stage, we feel lucky, but it's a lot of hard work.
And I think a really important message to finish with is, you know, just give something a try that maybe you're not sure about. I mean, that's the beauty of the arts, just discovering new things, isn't it?
Well, our theme this year is explore, discover, experiment, and that's very much what we want our audiences to do. So, you know, try something that you wouldn't normally, and you might be amazed.
We've not even mentioned the big screen. That's coming up as well.
Yes, the big screen returns to Montpellier Hill. So we show the Wimbledon finals, which are always very popular, but lots of blockbuster films and children's films as well. So that's a free way to get close to the festival. The two dates this time are the 9th and 10th of July. And you can just come, bring along a picnic, bring your deck chair, come and just relax for the day. Hopefully the sun will shine.
So five fab weekends in July. And of course, Van Morrison and C. Carabos this month. So Gemma, it's going to be... a busy 2 months ahead.
It is going to be a busy 2 months ahead, but a very exciting 2 months.
Absolutely right. Well, let's find some scrumdiddlyumptious wine. Cheers.
Cheers.